I noticed Jay Beanstalk had a new haircut, and he told me that he'll be getting married in 2 weeks. So by then, it would be just the way he likes it to look. Who says men don't plan ahead for important events? I congratulated him on a big decision, and we got to work discussing the task assignment for that day. Jay has already won one Emmy Award, and I suspect there's a lot more to come for him. I made a call to Ed Molloy, took a call from Regis Philbin, and reviewed a few faxes that came in. Then it was time to go downstairs for the task assignment. We took the elevators to the mezzanine level, surprised a few Starbucks patrons as I walked by, and met Diane Dietz and Matt Barisi, general managers at Procter & Gamble, who would be judges for the outcome of the next task, which was to create and implement a highly visible promotional campaign for a new Crest Vanilla Mint toothpaste in New York City. We descended to the lobby on the escalator and greeted the two teams. Each team would work with DeVries Public Relations on his campaign. The team that created the most effective buzz about Crest Vanilla Mint toothpaste, as judged by Procter & Gamble, would win. Each team would have $50,000 in seed money and until the next day at 4 p.m. I went back up to my office to return calls to Regis Philbin and Phil Riordan of GE. Then I had a meeting with a group from Costas Candelas' office about furniture for the golf clubhouse at Bedminster, New Jersey. I also had a quick meeting with Alan Weisselberg and Bernie Diamond. After these meetings, Brian came in to tell me that my limousine was ready, so Melania and I were off to the red carpet media extravaganza at Radio City for the NBC upfronts. It took us close to an hour to get into the building because of the media and the crowds. Carolyn, George, and Bill Rancic also received a lot of attention. I saw Sly Stallone, Jeffrey Katzenberg, Matt LeBlanc, and some other friendly faces as we inched our way to the entrance. Once inside, I was whisked away to my dressing room, where I had 5 minutes or so to prepare to open the show. Actually, Daryl Hammond opened the show as me, and then I appeared to set things straight. Daryl won me no brownie points by referring to Jeff Zucker as Jake Zuckerman and Jack Zuckerstein, and referring to my hair as the onion loaf hairstyle, which I intend to implement into the dress code when I eventually take over NBC. Then I made my appearance, told Daryl he might have been funny the first few times, that I even enjoyed doing Saturday Night Live with him, but that he's just got to go. I had to admit that firing Daryl not only felt good, but it was a lot of fun. I was relieved when Jeff Zucker appeared on stage to hire me. NBC isn't stupid. Jeff then stated that Jennifer Aniston has better hair than Donald, but Donald has better ratings. I let Jeff Zucker take over the stage. Watching Jeff in action made me realize that NBC has a true dynamo in residence, the kind of partner I like to have. He noted that 12 of the top 20 shows were unscripted, so reality shows were no passing fancy. He also explained that for 20 years, Thursday nights on NBC have never been surpassed in ratings. In addition, since The Apprentice emerged, NBC now has a 28% upscale viewer advantage over all other networks. The Apprentice was the phenomenon of the season. Not only the highest rated, but the most upscale show on all of television.